Dixie Field built in Birmingham was the first airfield in Alabama, with the exception of the short time that the Wright brothers operated one on the side of what's now Maxwell Air Force Base.
Have to do anything about Bonnie and Clyde?
I can barely remember about them, but I don't remember too much about details.
Did you have any infamous bad guys that you used to hear about a lot when you were young?
Not too much.
Who were your heroes?
What?
Who were your heroes?
I don't know.
He had an uncle that was his hero. Let him ride on the fantail of his car.
Now what?
That was... He had an automobile with no a roof on it. And had a... what they call the fantail on the automobile at the back end with fins and a spoiler to hold it down on the road.
Looked like
get
a
good traction.
Upside down.
And I'd sometimes straddle that and ride on the back end of the thing.
Goodness.
Ride out towards Lake Purgeon and back.
Is that the one you had to be careful about going up hills with?
No. No, the first car we had, though, was one Dad bought. Was a Ford. And the gas tank was where the panel...
Dashboard
is now, and it was just gas feed was
gravity
feed, and going up hills a lot of times the gas would not feed down into the engine of the carburetor, and you'd have to roll back downhill to a wide place in the road where you could turn around and back up the hill so that gas would flow to the
motor
into the
carburetor
into the motor.
Do you remember driving the library truck over there and not having floorboards in it?
Yeah, I can remember the library truck and driving it without any floorboards, so you just see the road under it just going by. And over a bridge, you could see all the planks and all that.
I used to be able to do that in the back seat of that old Toyota you had.
This is what?
That baby I was asking you about.
Oh, okay.
You remember that?
You and grandmother?
Yeah, I can barely remember the Hindenburg blowing up. I just remember... mentionings of it. I didn't remember too much. We didn't have a TV at that time, I don't believe, and just items in the newspaper plus people talking.
What was that?
The Hindenburg.
Oh.
Do you remember hearing anything of Hitler coming into power?
Very little about it.
Sure, you heard a great deal about Hitler once World War II came about.
Yes, I heard quite a bit then.
Did you have, like, fire trucks and police cars and stuff like that?
Yeah, we had some fire trucks and police cars. And fire trucks were, a lot of them, to begin with, were horse-drawn fire wagons. And they were volunteer firemen. And they'd hook up the horses to the, or mules to the wagon and head out for the fire.
How did they pump the water?
Well, they had hand pumps.
Ooh, a lot of things burned
to the
ground.
Some also had steam pumps.
Well, they had steam pumps too later on.
Later on.
Oh.
Do you have, like, hospitals and places to go when you were sick, or did you just go to a doctor's office?
Well,
doctors came to you.
A lot of the times we stayed at home and outlived it, and eventually we got to where we'd go to the doctor, and he would give us medicine, and in case it just kept hanging on, we'd eventually wind up in the emergency room of a hospital.
What kind of hospitals were nearby?
I don't know. What do you mean, what kind?
I mean, what hospitals have been here for that long?
The old Hillman Hospital was
here. The Hillman Hospital was here, which was a county hospital. That's the main one that I can remember. The one over in Norwood, I remember that one.
Norwood?
Caraway Hospital. That was a little later.
Hmm. Were your children born in hospitals, or were they just... I know you said that Aunt Diane was born in the hospital. But what about
my
the
oldest child, Chester, I was born in the hospital, and Diane... My daughter Diane was born in the hospital. And my second son was born in the hospital. Bill.
Mm-hmm. What about Clayton?
I think all four of your kids were.
Clayton was born. Where was he born?
Wasn't he and Diane both born in Grady? Over in Atlanta?
I believe so.
I think so.
I think it was.
I think Chester and I were born over here in Caraway.
Yeah.
And then Diane and Clayton were born in Atlanta. No. Caraway.
I don't think East End was there.
Well, East End was there, but Caraway is where we went because we had the clinics and everything there, and they're the ones that got me screwed up. Hospital record said I was born in 1940, but the clinic record said I was born in 41.
So which was true?
The hospital record.
Well, yeah, I guess because Aunt Purdy, or Aunt Avery and her crew all lived over there and were associated with
CIPCO.
Yeah.
That's probably why you got associated with
that. Right.
A CIPCO?
Yeah.
What's that?
American Cast Iron
Pipe Company. A CIPCO is also the name of an area.
Over toward North Birmingham.
Grandma's aunt? What's she's named at?
Who's that? Aunt Avery?
Aunt Avery.
Yeah.
Lived over there.
D.D. McArrell.
D.D. McArrell?
Yeah, that was Uncle Mac's name.
That's what these pictures are of there. They're Uncle Avery and Aunt.
Uncle Avery and Aunt Dee. Aunt Dee. Aunt
Avery and Aunt Dee. Okay. So that's remember I said something because I didn't know who Mac was. So that's one thing you need to get written down.
It was D.D. McArrell, and they called him Uncle Mac.
Uncle Mac.
I don't know what the D.D. stood for.
Dallas is the only name I remember.
I never knew. All I ever heard him call was Mac.
It was Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, who is it they call Jack?
Me.
Why'd they call you Jack?
One of my uncles called me when I was younger, called me Jack. Just a nickname. Everybody picked it up.
Well, Jack sounds enough like Chet that, you know, if somebody couldn't say it, yeah, somebody young enough couldn't say it, like Uncle Bill might have not been able to, or one of his cousins or something. I would imagine that could have had something to do with
some influence on him.
Did your brother go to war?
go to war?
Was he activated?
No, my brother did not have to go to war. He was called up and assigned as a parachuter.
Glider pilot.
And just before he would have been sent across, he had a glider accident which injured his back and kept him from being sent across.
So he was activated for World War II.
Right.
And you were considered too old for World War II and married with family by then.
Yeah.
Do you remember ever hearing that radio show that scared the nation? The American panic over that
War of the Worlds.
I just barely remember it. That's all about all I can say.
You didn't hear it then, I take it.
No.
So you weren't in a panic. When did you get your first television?
I don't know. I don't know.
Was it after you were married?
First television
was back in the 50s.
I was going to say, they were.
When I was still in grammar school. You got a black and white TV that had a round screen.
Yeah.
And it's about the size of a coffee saucer.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So much got TV when after we married or before we married?
After. Because the first one didn't come out until 1937.
Yeah.
Okay. It was your first television.
Okay.
And
well, that was probably the one they showed at the World Fair.
Right. And I don't think they became very popular until well into the 50s.
I think it was somewhere around 53, 54, somewhere around in there, because I graduated from grammar school in 55. And I remember having the TV set before I graduated.
But it was in the... Well, that's why I was wondering about the first radios, because I figured we didn't have very many newspapers either, did we?
No, we didn't have very many newspapers.
So much of what happened in the world you really didn't know about.
Right.
Except for what was going on.
Just people talking about it.
So when things happen, like, for example, the Great Depression, it really didn't impact you much?
Not greatly.
When you're broke, you're broke.
You can't get any broker. Can't get impacted.
Right.
Well, and basically you guys have been living off the land. And what was it?
Basically.
They truck farmed for a while out there at the northeast corner of the
airport.
Yeah.
And
that's when they lived in the Woodlawn area, though, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
What was that all about?
Well, we truck farmed, raised vegetables and some chickens and so forth.
Took it down to the
farm. What is a truck farm?
A truck farm is where you raise vegetables and animals and everything for food.
And you take it in a pickup truck, take it down to the
farmer's
market and sell it.
Which you don't need for yourself, you sell your excess. And that way, many, like, I guess Singleton Redding was a big farmer from a farm family, even though he didn't work as a farmer on his life. He was a good farmer. And best way to make sure your family ate wasn't to have money so you could go to the grocery store, it was to grow food. And it was a common practice to rent or to lease a small plot of land that may or may not be attached to your house. Just, that's the area you talk about being in the airport now.
Mm-hmm.
Granddaddy got to drive the plow over there. It was a one-mule plow.
Did you ever lose the nerve?
No.
Did it ever run out of gas?
Have trouble getting them started.
No.
Of course, they're probably about as stubborn to start. I don't know. Try that.
Sometimes they're pretty stubborn to stop, too.
Maybe that's what we should get for our farm.
Hmm.
A mule. Grandpa doesn't want us to have any animals. I think he's tired of animals. Oh, but we've got so many of them. Do you remember any of the movies or